Welcome to From Cork with Love Adventure, the only programme from Cork, Ireland, in which you can hear what it's like to be Irish in Cork from the point of view of a totally unrepresentative man. This is Paul O'Mahony welcoming you to the latest episode. There is a time for motivation. There is a time for relaxation. And there's a time for the ultimate positivity. And the ultimate positivity comes from within yourself. No matter how many times Anthony Robbins appeals to you to consider him relevant in some way, to consider what he has to say meaningful, no matter how many times Simon Sinek looks you in the face and says, why? No matter how many times a guru meets you on the road, you are the one who gives the guru life force. It is yourself, your self-motivation that makes all these live in the now, be your best self, think your way to a fortune, all of those, be the better part of yours. Anyway, all of those messages, they're really nothing. There are voices crying in the wilderness until you say, come here, you little nudger. I want to use you. Now is the time for me to put you to work. All of these voices that are raised in hymn to positivity, all of the makers of those sounds are talking to themselves. They are motivating themselves. They're not really motivating you. You are motivating you. You are the driver of your engine. You are the one with your foot on the accelerator. You're the one who has the brake beside you, and it's up to you to decide whether to go into reverse gear or to go full steam ahead. You're the captain of the ship, the pilot of the jet fighter. You're the one who walks the dog. The tail doesn't wag you. The tail wags itself. You're the one who notices. You're the one who pays attention. You're the one who gives of yourself in every situation. And you're the one who determines what's meaningful to you and what isn't meaningful to you. And you know, it's often said, you have only one shot at life. Well, you're the one who decides whether that's true or not true. If you decide that this is simply a rehearsal for coming back at in a later life to make a better fist of it, that's up to you. You can regard everything you do today as practice. 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 You can regard everything that you do today and everything that you do tomorrow and everything that you have done in the past. You can regard all that as practice. Now, my good friend Tim Araneta will not listen to any more than 5 minutes. So I'm going to bring this to a conclusion. And the reason I'm bringing it to conclusion is because I'm thinking of Tim Arenetta. He's right there, centerfold in my mind. And he's a super guy. So I'm deciding that Tim Arenetta's health and well-being is a matter of concern to me. But it's up to you. What's a matter of concern to you? Hello, lemur. Hello, lemur people. Hello, all members of the conspiracy. Today is your very last chance. It's your very last chance to transform 2018 into a superlative year. So you have a few hours left, and that's all you have. So make yourself a go-getter. Get out there. Transform the whole experience of the year. Now, my advice to you in order to transform the whole experience of today is stop moving. Stop running around like a blue arse fly and sit quietly in the corner of your room. And then think back over everything that's happened to you this year and reframe it so that it actually was a learning experience. So if somebody beat you up, somebody was cruel to you, somebody was unkind, somebody robbed you, somebody was treacherous to you, think about that as a terrific opportunity they gave you to practice dealing with very, very unpleasant things. Use your mind. Transform everything. Reframe, reframe, reframe. If you lost all your money, you have nowhere to live or anything. Just think about this as an opportunity to have a different life in future. That the tremendous amount of learning that can come from adversity. Absolutely. Converse with yourself. Meditate. Mediate. Be mindful. Anything at all that enables you to reframe everything that's happened to you. This will only take you 7 or 8 hours, and you have that much time left before midnight. So whatever you do, take this very last chance to turn 2018 into the success story that it always has been for you. Amen. Guys, I'm practicing being a motivational speaker, and I just love a little bit of feedback. Did that motivational speech, do anything special for you? Has it really given you that thing that you've been missing all year? Would you like to hear more of my motivational messages? Are they just right for you? Or are they a load of horse shit? Yeah, please let me know. Welcome. Welcome, friends, to Omani's motivational message. Here on the very first day of 2019, which I assure you is going to be the very best year you can possibly make it. This is the year when you're going to achieve breakthrough. This is the year when your wildest dreams are going to come true. Yes, that's my message to you today. Think positively about the year ahead, and anything you think and make a positive contribution to and commitment to, that's going to be your way of life throughout this coming year. Now, I have a very special twist on this motivational message today. Make 2019 your year of prayer.
Come here, Louise. Come here. Come here. Get out. Oi. Good dog. Good morning. Have a good year.
You too. 2019, the year of prayer for you. Now, what kind of prayer am I advocating to help you through this year? This is the prayer. pray with more than words. Words are not sufficient prayer for the year ahead. Walk your prayer. Let the way you walk through the year be your prayer. Let it be a celebration. Let every step you take as you walk along the trail of life during this coming year be a celebration, number one. And number two, let every scintilla of your being, every aspect of you, every touchy, feely, smelly, tactility, every taste you make of life, let that all be a prayer of entreaty. Entreaty that you may get the support you need, the help you need, the riches that you need in order to succeed, and above all, that you may get the ability to reframe every single experience you have during 2019 so that it helps you towards your goal, your success, your salvation. And that is my motivational message for you today on the very first day of the brilliant 2019 that you're going to have. That was from Cork with Love Adventure, sponsored by nobody. This is your host, Paul O'Mahony, saying I hope it was worth your while listening. Bye for now.